I'm Pierre Lumumba here at the Kibenda Tea Estate in Limuru in Kiambu County in the Republic of Kenya as we continue our discussion about the continent of Africa. Today we focus on the Economic Community of West African States, otherwise abbreviated as ECOWAS. ECOWAS was founded in Lagos, Nigeria in the year 1975 and is one of the economic regions of the continent of Africa deliberately created to ensure that countries within that region realize their economic potential. When one looks at the Treaty of ECOWAS, one sees the emphasis not only on the economy, but also political stability and, of course, the movement of peoples, because these are seen to be major anchors in the journey towards gaining economic independence. We know that as an economic community that brings together countries with different historical backgrounds. And let us ask ourselves, what are the historical backgrounds that make ECOWAS very unique? In ECOWAS, we have a number of countries which were former colonies, and I'll mention a few of them. Countries such as La Côte d'Ivoire, Senegal, Mali, Niger, Burkina Faso, Benin, Togo. All these are countries which were colonized by France and are within ECOWAS. Then we have countries that were colonized by the British, such as Nigeria, Ghana, and of course the Gambia. And we have Liberia, which is unique because it was not colonized, but it was a settlement for freed slaves from the United States of America. Of course, one and must not forget to mention Sierra Leone. All these countries come with a tradition, or with traditions that are very different in terms of governance and in terms of language. So that is the complexion of ECOWAS. But even in that space, people do realize that some of the borders, and indeed all the borders, are artificial. So that if you look at countries in that region, you will discover that in Ghana, for example, if you go to the area of Tamale, you have the Bimoba or Moba in Ghana as you have them in Togo. And you go to Gambia, you find the same. You find the Wolof, who are to be found on both sides. And you find the Yoruba on different sides of the border, as indeed you find the Igbo, as indeed you find the Bambara, as you find the Mosi. All these in itself does create a very complex situation. But let us get back to ECOWAS. When ECOWAS was founded, it was founded, as I've said, to ensure that the economies of those countries are given the boost that they need to ensure that there is the reduction, if not the removal, of tariff and non-tariff barriers. And in this regard, the free movement of peoples was at the very heart of it. And to their credit, ECOWAS indeed have a passport or a traveling system that allows individuals from those countries to move without any let and hindrance, which is a good thing. The other thing that they wanted to harmonize was education. And the harmonization of education has not been very easy, particularly because of the different education systems that were inherited from the colonizers, so that the French speakers may not very easily be harmonized and included in the British system, which was inherited by the former British colonies. But those attempts are also being made. And in terms of dried in the dust economic arena, there have been attempts even to have a common currency. In fact, there was the proposal to have a currency called the ECO, and countries were beginning to warm up to the ECO until, and this is never said, the French actually interfered with the creation of the ECO currency because it was considered to be a threat to CFA franc, which is used in certain parts of Western Africa and within the ECOWAS region. So in that regard, one sees that there have always been external attempts at ensuring that ECOWAS does not function as efficiently as it ought to, and in keeping with the treaty that created it in 1975 in Lagos, Nigeria. The other function that ECOWAS plays is the what is called the Economic of Western Africans Monitoring Group. And ECOMOG is the body that emerged from that particular initiative, which is meant to monitor peace. And we will remember that in 1990, when there was a civil war in Liberia during the days after the death of Samuel Kanyando and the emergence of Charles Taylor, it is the ECOMOG forces led by Nigeria which went into Liberia and stabilized the situation. So ECOWAS is also in the arena of ensuring that peace is maintained within the member states. And we have seen that during the period when ECOMOG was very strong in the 1990s, when there was trouble in Sierra Leone, when there was trouble in Liberia, the intervention of ECOMOG did indeed serve to stabilize the situation. But ECOWAS, like all regional bodies, has had its problems. Some of the problems have been internal, some have been external. Let us start with the external. France, as a colonizer, is a colonizer that never wants to leave. And you only have to listen to some of the early independence fighters within that region, such as Ahmed Sekou Touré of Guinea, or Modibo Keita of Mali, who in the early days were very suspicious of the French, and time has proved them right. So in as much as you want to organize ECOWAS as an economic region, you discover that some of the former French colonies are much more faithful to La Francophonie, which is the organization of French-speaking countries. And in this regard, countries such as La Côte d'Ivoire, countries such as Senegal, countries such as Benin and Togo are very faithful to La Francophonie. During the same period, you also have leaders in a number of countries in former French colonies again, who are actually answering to Paris. And that is what has undermined the cohesion that one expected, and that is what has led to coup d'etats. So that within a very short period in the advent of these coup d'etats, we have seen quite a number of them in Guinea, we have seen coup d'etats in Niger, we have seen coup d'etats in Chad, we have seen coup d'etats in Mali, we have seen coup d'etats in Burkina Faso. And when this happens, we then argue that these are unconstitutional changes of government. And of course, whenever there are coup d'etats, it does create disruption. But it is important, as I now advert to the question of internal problems. These internal problems are also closely associated with the external problems. Because if you look at each one of these countries that I have mentioned, like Guinea, Burkina, Niger, Chad, and of course Mali, you find politicians and leaders who go through what one may describe as democratic elections, but they manipulate and undermine the process for the benefit of France. So that when the new wave of coup makers came, in what I call extraordinary circumstances, the emergence of Doumbouya in Guinea, the emergence of Traoré in Burkina, the emergence of Assimi Goïta in Mali, and the emergence of Tchiani in Niger, one understands that this was a resistance to a neo-colonizer in France. And that is why the coup d'etats were very popular, so that when the leaders of ECOWAS, led by the Nigerian president Ahmed Bola Tinubu, as much as suggested that they were going to intervene militarily in all the capitals, in Conakry, in Niamey, in Bamako, and in Ouagadougou, the people came out and said, we are going to protect these administrations. And that tells you, therefore, that there is a resentment of the continued activities of the neo-colonizers, and this has undermined the cohesion within ECOWAS. And it is as a result of those coup d'etats that something very unique happened, that the three states, namely Niger, Mali, and Burkina Faso, gave a notice that they were withdrawing from ECOWAS. And indeed, as at January the year 2025, they have formed a new union of the Sahelian states. And of course, when they left, they were told that you are free to come back. What has happened is that the ECOWAS that was founded in 1975 for purposes of creating political stability, for purposes of enhancing economic activities, for purposes of creating social cohesion, is now undermined. It is undermined in the sense that critical members have left the union and is now a weaker organization. So when one looks at the history of ECOWAS and what has happened to it, you can see that the current status is one that is very worrying, and one hopes that going forward, ECOWAS is not going to collapse, because if it does, it will undermine what we desire, that is African unity, because the intentions at the time of creation in 1975 in Lagos, Nigeria, were noble, remain noble, and ultimately we want to see ECOWAS and indeed the new Sahelian body work as a team for the sake of the continent of Africa, which is dying and crying for unity, unity of purpose. Ladies and gentlemen, our conversations continue, and our subject is the mother continent Africa in all its diversity and all its splendor. Let us say bye-bye, knowing as we do that we'll come back again to continue the conversation. Thank you.